Well, hey, good morning, North Platte, here on FM 98.1 and AM 1410, but also listening online, the Kubota Podcast. Kenner Ave joining you here today on this morning as we like to talk about what's going on here in our community of North Platte, but also surrounding communities. You know, we like to talk about events, organizations, and so much more. But hey, we have something cool that the North Platte Rotary Club, that the North Platte Noon Rotary Club is going to be putting up here pretty soon. But hey, joining us in studio today, we got Noah Harvey. And Noah, good morning, and how are we doing?
Good, good. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're excited to have you in studio to talk about Josh the Otter. That's something that the North Platte Noon Rotary likes to put together. So, I mean, we'll just kind of dive in, kind of talk about what is Josh the Otter.
Sure. Yeah, no, Josh the Otter is a great foundation. It was founded in Lincoln after a couple lost their son due to drowning. So following that, they kind of set up a book, created a little bit of a presentation just to, you know, promote water safety for kids. So we've kind of, as a group in North Platte Rotary, we've kind of taken off with that. We've decided to purchase an otter suit. We've got the books and everything. And now we will every year go to all the local schools, and we will kind of read the books to all the kids. We'll sing a song, dance with the otter suit and everything, let the kids hang out with the otter, and they all enjoy that. But really, it's just primary focus is just teaching young kids how to be safe around the water, you know, stay away from the water if you're not with an adult. And then also if you do fall into the water, end up finding yourself in a tough situation with the water, just to get on your back and float and everything. So just primarily teaching safety and making sure that kids know what to do if they're in a situation like that. So,
and I always like to ask, you know, Noah, especially for the members when they like to go and go to these classrooms, it sounds like there's some costumes involved as well.
There is, yes, yes. So we have, every classroom has two Rotarians go with them. We have one that's the book reader and then one that dresses up in the otter suit. And that's a full-on suit. I mean, you're a full otter mascot right there and everything. And you're dancing with the kids and giving high fives and everything. So, yep, there's definitely some costumes involved with this.
Definitely said the kids probably enjoy that when it comes to the reading time, for sure.
Oh, yeah, yep. They get all excited. We read the book first. And whatnot. We teach or introduce Josh and everything, but the kids don't know that Josh is there yet. And so we read the book after the book, we usually say, hey, we brought a special guest and whatnot. And then the person that read the book goes in and grabs the otter. And so then the kids are just already know who the otter is, and they're super excited to meet him and everything. And there's a lot of high fives and hugs all around. So.
You know, I always like to ask, you know, for the members when they go to the classrooms, probably just one of those where, you know, they probably obviously enjoy teaching, you know, the safety, but also probably just seeing the smiles in those kids' faces.
Yeah, no, not only is it great for the children and everything, but it's great for our Rotarians too. We love getting out there and seeing the smiles on everybody's face. It's not only teaching a great skill to have and great lessons, but it's also just a good time in general to hang out with those kids. So.
And it sounds like with Josh the Otter here, especially like in the North Platte region for the North Platte Noon Rotary, it sounds like it's only been here or it was here before, kind of went away. And it sounds like, I think in 2022 is when it came back. So probably doing a great job building the momentum. But, you know, no, I like to ask you, as the Rotarian part, when you're there, whether you're reading the book or, you know, in the suit, what's kind of the favorite thing for the Rotarian side?
Oh, the favorite thing for the Rotarian side, at least for Josh the Otter, is just obviously getting out there and seeing the new life and everything, and just getting them all excited about just safety, but also just having a good time. We get to dance with the kids and everything. So that's probably my favorite thing as a Rotarian for the Josh the Otter. Obviously, just as a Rotarian in general, I enjoy just being able to really, you know, be a service provider in our local community, whether that's any of our local service projects that we're working on. So,
kind of transition just a little bit, talking about the North Platte Noon Rotary. You know, you might have folks listening along, they might see it on social media here, but they don't really know what the North Platte Noon Rotary is. I'll kind of let you just kind of explain that a little bit.
Sure. No, North Platte Noon Rotary is one of our two clubs in North Platte that belong to the Rotary International organization. Rotary International is obviously a worldwide service organization, I think the largest service organization in the world, located in, I think, about 90 countries and everything. So, definitely got a big footprint there. Their primary focus is service above self and everything. So we bring in a bunch of different people in the community that their primary goal is just to, do community service and projects and everything, and just kind of spend time help bettering the community and everything. So we meet at North Platte Noon. Rotary meets every Wednesday at noon. We usually bring in a program to speak about local events that are going on, just try to keep informed and everything. But then we also do a number of community service projects in the local area as well.
And then you said every Wednesday at noon, where do you guys meet at?
Yeah, we meet at another round over at River's Edge Golf Course.
And then I always like to ask Noah, kind of talk about like how you got involved with the Rotary and kind of how long you've been in just your involvement.
Sure. No, I have been involved in the Rotary organization for quite a while. My dad was actually a Rotarian when I was growing up, so I always joined him on some of their service projects when he was going. And so then when it just kind of transitioned, I got involved in college as a Rotary Act member, which is a Rotary's college version. And then as I kind of graduated college and started my professional life, I just knew Rotary was going to be something that I was definitely going to get involved in. So I've been a part of the local North Platte Club since 2021, and I have just recently kind of started as the president-elect for the club.
Well, perfect there. Congratulations on the president-elect. And
thank you.
Noah, as we kind of wrap up our conversation, any final thoughts maybe from Josh the Otter, or do you want to bring up about the North Platte Noon Rotary?
I would just encourage any people that are interested in Rotary to come visit us. They don't, or just maybe join a meeting, kind of see what we're all about. Not only do we do Josh the Otter, but we have numerous service projects during the year. Some of the ones that you might know are the Bloodhounds Blood Drive. We just did that last week. And then we also help at the mobile food pantry at the high school almost every month on the second Tuesday. So there's also many other projects that we're doing during the year. But and so if there's anything that somebody's definitely passionate about, we encourage them to come and bring it to us and see if we can help. So,
well, perfect there. Noah, thanks for taking time for joining us, and have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Hey, folks, we got more coming up here in just a couple minutes.